welcome to it. It is Tuesday, October 22nd. God bless America. It's the Steve Huber Show. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, north of the border, a razor-thin margin in the race for prime minister. Justin Trudeau on the brink with his leadership in peril. And in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu says he can't form a government again. Number two, Tulsi Gabbard may be far too left for me, but I'm confident she's not a Russian asset. I say that with great confidence. Like Hillary is accusing her of being. And for the first time, Democrats lining up against Hillary like never before. We'll get to that. And number one, the president says the Democrats are vicious when they set their sights on someone, the way Hillary targeted Tulsi. And he says he knows he's been through it for years. Now it's all coming together. And you look at what's happening, Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, Tulsi says she's ready to sit down one-on-one with Hillary. Time to sit down and meet. Time to talk about these. President, man, he's a bit fired up, to say the least, as we move into all of this. Tulsi Gabbard ready to sit down with Hillary Clinton and hammer it out. I don't think that'll go particularly well. Tulsi Gabbard not backing down, not taking a chance to relax. She's pushing forward, saying, this is nonsense. How dare you accuse me of being a Russian asset? And I understand that. And the media is all over this. But where have they been when Donald Trump has been accused of being a Russian asset? Where have they been when Donald Trump has been accused of doing all of these things? Collusion. Collusion with the Russians, remember? But it all runs back to Ukraine. That part's true. The one thing the Democrats have gotten right so far, that Adam Schiff has gotten right thus far, all roads lead back to Ukraine. I have been telling you this on this program for years. For years. The Steele dossier went through Ukraine. Bill and Hillary Clinton went through Ukraine. The money all went through Ukraine. You're going to find that Ukraine is a pivotal part of this investigation, but not for the reasons the Democrats are telling you, not because of President Zelensky and some innocuous phone call with the President of the United States, not because of that. The President knew there was corruption in Ukraine, knew that it involved the Democrats, knew that it involved the Steele dossier, knew that it involved Hunter Biden and maybe his father. And it's all coming on. It's all coming full circle. The president took some questions yesterday, by the way. The president took some questions while having a cabinet meeting for the first time in a while. And he laid into the Democrats, as you can imagine. The president fighting back. The Democrats thought that this would be up and down by Thanksgiving, possibly, this whole impeachment effort. That's not going to happen. Not even close. Too much time involved. And the president's not just rolling over and taking it. He's fighting it all the way to the Supreme Court in some cases. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's start with bite number five. Bite number five, the president laying into Democrats during that cabinet meeting yesterday. Bite five, go.
Well, I think the Democrats fight dirty. I think the Democrats are lousy politicians with lousy policy. They want open borders. They don't care about crime. They want sanctuary cities. They don't care about drugs. They don't care about almost anything. They don't care about USMCA. How about that? I think they're lousy politicians. But two things they have. They're vicious and they stick together. They don't have Mitt Romney in their midst. They don't have people like that. They stick together. You never see them break off. You never see somebody go out. And that's why I respected so much what I watched with Will Hurd today. Because he was one of the few that didn't seem to be there. And yet he made a statement. He said, well, I haven't seen any complaints whatsoever from the Ukrainians. I mean, the Ukrainians didn't complain. And they didn't tell any of our ambassadors.
I didn't tell any of our ambassadors because there was nothing to complain about. The Ukrainians weren't being pressured. The Ukrainians are trying to clean up corruption in their country, one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Billions of dollars flying around. Good place to do business if you don't get caught. By the way, I made a comment about running to the Supreme Court. 8 years of financial records are being sought in a criminal investigation into the Trump Organization by the Southern District of New York. And the Manhattan District Attorney and others for President Donald Trump have come to an agreement to pause the enforcement of a grand jury subpoena for Trump's tax returns until after an appeals court issues their opinion. And perhaps until after the Supreme Court is asked to weigh in on the case. In a letter filed Monday with the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, lawyers from D.A. Cyrus Vance's office said they'll hold off trying to enforce the subpoena against Trump's accounting firm until after the appeals publishes their opinion. So this is what is slowing the Democrats down. They thought they could get together, get up and down, get in and out, and get done with their impeachment part of it by Thanksgiving, have a vote and a trial in the Senate by December. It's not going to happen. If they thought Donald Trump was going to give it up easy, he is wrong. He is wrong. President Trump calling on fellow Republicans to get tougher and fight. He did that Monday against the quickly moving House impeachment inquiry as Democrats blocked a GOP bid to censure Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff. I want to get back to what Trump was saying during the cabinet meeting yesterday because it's instructive. He's not going to roll over. You've got John Durham. You've got Bill Barr. You've got Michael Horowitz out there working on behalf of you and me, the American citizens, to find out the truth about what really happened. And the president cut to the chase about what impeachment, what he thinks it's all about. Bite number six. Go.
This thing is all about a letter that was perfect. You never hear the letter anymore. It was all about whistleblowers. You never hear. What happened to the whistleblower? They're gone because they've been discredited. What happened to the informant? And where is the IG? Why did the IG read the letter, read the transcript? He could have gotten it, I guess, I assume. I would have declassified it for him if I had to do that. Why didn't he read this and then see that the whistleblower's account was totally different than the letter? Then he would have said, oh, there's no problem here. The whistleblower gave a false account. Now you have to say, well, do we have to protect somebody that gave a false account? You know, these whistleblowers, they have them like they're angels, okay? So do we have to protect somebody that gave a totally false account of my conversation? I don't know. You tell me.
So here is the problem faced by Democrats now. The president is not sitting still. He's not just sitting back and taking it. He's fighting every step of the way as he should. It is a political fight. Impeachment is not a legal fight. It is a political fight, as you well know. Therefore, it is slowing everything down. And it's very likely now that this whole mess will tumble into 2020, into the primary season, into the election season. And for Democrats, if they can't get their act together, then what? If they can't get their act together, because let's be honest, they're doing everything behind closed doors in a basement of the Capitol, hiding. Not telling anybody what they're discussing or what's going on. Therefore, they'll have to put it in front of the American people to get any buy-in. I'll tell you about some important polling shared by the New York Times that's very enlightening. I'll do that after the break here. It's the 22nd of October, a Tuesday. Wet and wild out there in the Midwest for the last couple of days. A bit bumpy, to say the least. But I'm going to get into that polling from the New York Times right after this. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.